Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Look, the running game is going to be even stronger with the drafting of Ray Davis out of Kentucky. I think the fact that Keon Coleman is going to be one of those guys who, despite the fact that he is not a barn burner, okay, he's not a 4-2 guy, he's not Xavier Worthy, his functional speed is fantastic, his ability to high foot the football is fantastic, his ability to run after the catch is fantastic, and I think it fits perfectly with Dalton Kincaid, it fits perfectly with Khalil Shakir. They will utilize all these guys to their strengths and minimize their weaknesses, and they will be better on defense to the point where Buffalo just has that in their DNA. They're going to be contenders. They're a very well-coached football team, and they still have Josh Allen.
All right, that's Lewis Riddick. I like that. I just think it's a great point. I think there's been a lot of overreaction on the Bills and where they are and who they can be next year, Joe. I'm not sitting here telling you I do think that they're worse off in some areas, like wide receiver, no doubt. And there's a lot of questions, and there are questions about defensive end. It's still a really darn good roster, and they have Josh Allen. There's a reason why Vegas still has them as the favorites to win the East, AFC East, and also within, I think, the top six Super Bowl teams as far as odds are concerned.
Yeah. They're a great team. They have a superstar quarterback. We talked earlier, like, where are they in terms of total roster? If you take out, like, non-quarterback, outside of the quarterback position, like, where are they? Because 2 years ago, I think most thought, and I did, that they were the best. They were number one. They didn't have a single hole on the roster, and they had top players everywhere. I look at their roster right now. I do believe that their downfall or the losses column that you'll see whenever, if NFL Network's talking about the Bills offseason, there'll be additions and subtractions. And the list of subtractions, I think, has seen an overreaction because of the name power that you see there. But, because just to finish that point off, if you look at their roster, I don't really see a lot of holes. Like, there's not really a position other than receiver, which we've gone round and round about. I don't see a position where I think, okay, well, that could really sink them. Like, safety, I'm completely fine with what they've done this offseason. Cornerback, completely fine with where they are. Defensive line, sure, you might want one more accomplished edge rusher, but I'm okay. Like, defensive tackle, they have addressed thoroughly. And on the edge, they brought Epinesa back and drafted a guy in the middle rounds. Plus Vaughn, they didn't cut. So it's not like Two Hills, the other one. That's the name I was looking for. So they've done some things. Where I am lacking with their roster right now, which is why I wouldn't put it right at the top, where are the star players? Where are the guys that are the elites? The guys that are the best at their position in the league? Because they used to have that. Diggs was in the conversation, one of the best receivers in football. Trey White, one of the best corners in football. Hyde and Poyer, two of the best safeties in football. Milano was one of the best linebackers in football. And even Morse, maybe for center. But not as much.
Let me ask you this, Joe. Okay, that's a great point. So
Go ahead.
Let's frame it this way. After Josh Allen, who's most likely to be a first-team All-Pro?
It's Milano.
Probably. He's coming back from injury. It's a crowded linebacker group in the NFL to get there, right?
But he's next.
Last year, Taron Johnson was second team.
Taron Johnson was second team. So maybe it's Taron Johnson, right? Maybe Taron Johnson and nickel corner is number two for that. But you know what I mean? Like, they don't have the elite game-breaking difference makers that they once did. They're good, and they have a lot of good players, but I feel like they are lacking with elite players right now.
How far you have to go down on offense on the roster to find a guy you'd get to on that question?
I passed Allen. I might get to Dawkins second. It would be... Or maybe Kincaid. I mean,
I'm thinking Kincaid, maybe.
The hope is Kincaid, right? Like, he's probably who their offense is going to run through. Like, I think he's going to lead them in targets. I think he's going to be a huge piece. And given his draft caliber and what he did in his rookie year, like, he better be, for their sake, he better be, like, doesn't have to be Kelsey. It doesn't have to be Gronkowski, like, one of the best of all time. But can he be Mark Andrews? Can he be that level of player? Can he be a guy that can be the leading target getter on his offense and is considered one of the best tight ends in football? I don't even be the best tight end, but yeah, can he get in that all-pro conversation? Like, I think Kincaid might be the next offensive player I'd get to.
One thing we know, the NFL believes, from a scheduling and showcase standpoint, the Bills are still the Bills, that we've known them. When Mike North, VP of Broadcasting, appeared on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo with Matt Bove and me last week, I asked him specifically, are you guys in or out on the Bills? Like, a lot of people think, hey, not going to be a team, take a step. They're not going to be the same team, taking a step back. His answer, Joe, was, we are not taking our foot off the gas on the Bills. So that means, folks, expect a lot more showcase prime time, just like usual. Not maybe more, but as many as they've had. That could be Thanksgiving.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That could be Christmas. That could be Black Friday. That could be week one nighttime game again. A lot of possibilities. The schedule has a lot of opportunity with the teams they're playing, both home and away, if you take a look at it. Do you have a favorite week one idea for the Bills?
I have moved off my original favorite idea, which was New England. Right out of the gates, get a division rival that everybody's got feelings about and would love to see the Bills just hammer right out of the gates. And that's what I want is 1 o'clock Sunday at home. That's my number one preference for what you get. And if I can have it against an opponent where everyone can have a good time, everyone can party, we start off the season well, and you just, on a good weather day maybe, like that's the dream opening day. New England fits that, but because what Evan Lazar said earlier about maybe we don't see Drake May right away, how about the Cardinals? Because with the Cardinals, I feel like I'm getting a lot of the same things. I know they have Kyler Murray, but I'd expect the Bills to beat the Cardinals and be a heavy favorite against Arizona. But at the same time, I get to say I got to go to Marvin Harrison Jr.'s first ever NFL game. Assuming he doesn't hold out or something.
It's interesting. I don't think the league would put Arizona there, but I'm with you. I'd be fine with it. I don't think the league would do that. I kind of want a nondescript Sunday 1 o'clock game. In the last two years, you go Thursday, nighttime, open the season in L.A. against the champs. Last year, open the season, 9-11, in New York, Aaron Rodgers. And from a competitive standpoint, it's almost like the Dak stacked a little bit against the Bills, right? In those situations where, you know, they played horribly against the Jets. They should have won. They didn't. And they did beat the Rams. And they were able to handle it just fine. But how about giving me the Patriots at home, week one? I don't care if it's no Drake May. Just get the Bills off to a right good start. Get their feet under them. 1 o'clock. People feel good about going back to the stadium. How about the Titans? Tennessee Titans. I'd be fine with that. Even the Jags. That's an interesting one, right? With Mitch Morse and Gabe Davis and Chad Hall. And a little reunion. That's a good storyline for the league. If it's a road game, you got a favorite idea for that? Now, they have. Listen, they have opened up on the road 2 years in a row. People think, oh, they aren't going to make them 3 years in a row. Let me tell everybody something. The Cincinnati Bengals opened up on the road 7 straight years. The NFL, I asked Mike North about this. He goes, yeah, we would consider something like that, but 2 isn't too many. So you could get to 3.
Yeah. By the way, did you see Gabe Davis, what number he's wearing this year?
Yes, I did. 0.
0. Doesn't feel like a 0. But I guess, you know, if we're comparing Coleman to him, and Coleman's wearing it. But just weird, because 13-0 is a big difference. Jacksonville's not bad. Jacksonville's not bad.
Road game?
Yeah. If it's a road game, I think Houston is too much for me right out of the gates.
Yeah.
You know, like Monday night Houston. Like I think that's a popular idea, but I need a break from the dig stuff. You know, like it. Beginning of the season is supposed to be about the beginning of the season. It's supposed to be about expectations and what happened in camp and what's happening in the preseason and like get like what you need to do divisionally. Like it's about everything, right? It's about the big scope. And I feel like if it's Houston week one, then you've got months of buildup knowing what the first game is, and it's just going to be too much about digs. And I could use a break from that. Like put that game in a big primetime window somewhere middle of the season. So my favorite idea, I mean, I want to go to Seattle this year. Like, I that's the trip I want to take. And okay. I'd like
Week
that.
Week one wouldn't be bad weather at all. That'd be nice.
Yeah, they already did the Rams, so I don't, 2 years ago, so I don't want to see that.
You don't want Miami in that hot weather.
Don't want Miami. They did the Jets last year.
How about the Colts?
Actually, you know what? I'll say this. I don't mind the idea of running it back against the Jets. Like, I don't think they do that,
okay.
But if they want to say, hey, this game didn't even really happen the way we were planning it, we wanted Rodgers' debut against the Bills, let's fire it back up, I would be okay with that, yeah.
Okay, the Bills play the Chiefs at home this year in the regular season. It's been on the road in Kansas City over the last many years, and then obviously last year in the playoffs they did play at home. The rotation kind of changes now. People always wonder why the Bills play the Chiefs. Well, I wrote about this a couple years ago at the end of the season. You can just kind of search it. I wrote about why the Bills always play Kansas City and in Kansas City. It has to do with the normal schedule rotation, and then on top of that, where you finish. The thing about this year's game is it's in Buffalo. This does not feel like it's going to be a week one game. It does feel like it's going to be a primetime game. But, interesting. Primetime Monday night, primetime Sunday night, primetime Thursday night, primetime Thanksgiving, primetime Christmas, primetime Black Friday. There's so many different ways. When we come back, I'm going to play you a clip from the Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast with Matt Bove, me, and Mike North to kind of give you some insight into the fascinating to me, like, way in which the NFL has to go about figuring out where to put a game like that. We'll do that when we come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.